Task 1. Listening. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will hear the recording twice. Text 1.
I will always remember this day because it was the first time I was going to meet a famous person. My friends and I were frequent guests of the Center of British Cultural Studies. So we were officially invited to the 80th anniversary of the center. We were all very excited. There were about 100 people at the event, and we met many people who worked for the center. The most important guest was Prince Charles. We thought there would be a lot of bodyguards with the prince, but only one person was accompanying him. Prince Charles shook hands with everyone. I felt very proud and privileged because I was among those who had a chance to see the prince so closely. It was a great opportunity for us to meet such a high-ranking and well-respected person. The prince joked and made people laugh. He has a great personality. I will always remember this day because it was the first time I was going to meet a famous person. My friends and I were frequent guests of the Center of British Cultural Studies. So we were officially invited to the 80th anniversary of the center. We were all very excited. There were about 100 people at the event, and we met many people who worked for the center. The most important guest was Prince Charles. We thought there would be a lot of bodyguards with the prince, but only one person was accompanying him. Prince Charles shook hands with everyone. I felt very proud and privileged because I was among those who had a chance to see the prince so closely. It was a great opportunity for us to meet such a high-ranking and well-respected person. The prince joked and made people laugh. He has a great personality.
Text 2.
The American singer, songwriter, actor, and record producer Justin Timberlake was born in 1981 in Memphis, Tennessee, and appeared on television shows as a child. In the period from 2002 to 2010, more than 10 million copies of his first 2 albums were sold worldwide. Thus, Justin Timberlake is one of the most commercially successful singers of the beginning of the 21st century. He has also worked with other artists. For his songs, Timberlake received numerous awards, including 9 Grammy Awards and 4 Emmy Awards. He was also given the award at the Teen Choice Awards in 2016. An American weekly magazine, Time, twice named him as one of the 100 most influential people in the world, first in 2007 and then in 2013. Along with being a popular singer and successful actor, he demonstrated himself as a businessman with a number of successful companies in fashion and catering. The American singer, songwriter, actor, and record producer Justin Timberlake was born in 1981 in Memphis, Tennessee, and appeared on television shows as a child. In the period from 2002 to 2010, more than 10 million copies of his first 2 albums were sold worldwide. Thus, Justin Timberlake is one of the most commercially successful singers of the beginning of the 21st century. He has also worked with other artists. For his songs, Timberlake received numerous awards, including 9 Grammy Awards and 4 Emmy Awards. He was also given the award at the Teen Choice Awards in 2016. An American weekly magazine, Time, twice named him as one of the 100 most influential people in the world, first in 2007 and then in 2013. Along with being a popular singer and successful actor, he demonstrated himself as a businessman with a number of successful companies in fashion and catering.
Text 3.
Every year, millions of tourists visit California, a state in the west of the U.S. California is known for its beautiful scenery, warm climate, and excellent food. There are 20 national parks in California, which are visited by over 30 million people every year. The state of California is divided into two parts, Northern California and Southern California. San Francisco is in Northern California and is surrounded by water on three sides. It is a city with a beautiful bay and several bridges. Its streets are always crowded with tourists. There is an area in the south of San Francisco that is famous for the computer industry called Silicon Valley. Los Angeles, Hollywood, and Disneyland are all situated in Southern California. Southern California is known for its desert areas, which are sometimes next to snow-covered mountains. It is one of the few places in the world where you can ski in the morning and surf in the afternoon. Every year, millions of tourists visit California, a state in the west of the U.S. California is known for its beautiful scenery, warm climate, and excellent food. There are 20 national parks in California, which are visited by over 30 million people every year. The state of California is divided into two parts, Northern California and Southern California. San Francisco is in Northern California and is surrounded by water on three sides. It is a city with a beautiful bay and several bridges. Its streets are always crowded with tourists. There is an area in the south of San Francisco that is famous for the computer industry called Silicon Valley. Los Angeles, Hollywood, and Disneyland are all situated in Southern California. Southern California is known for its desert areas, which are sometimes next to snow-covered mountains. It is one of the few places in the world where you can ski in the morning and surf in the afternoon.
Text 4.
In British schools, most pupils learn French or German as a foreign language. In some schools, pupils can also learn Italian, Spanish, Russian, or Latin. However, not many pupils study Latin anymore. All pupils must study a foreign language until they are 16. During their studies, schools often organize trips to France, Germany, or other countries. Pupils travel in a group with their teachers and stay in a hotel, or they go camping. Some schools have exchange programs with schools in other countries. A group of pupils from a British school go to a foreign exchange town, and pupils stay with exchange host families. They sometimes go to school with their host brother or sister. Later in the year, the pupils from France or Germany come to Britain and stay with their British friends. Exchange programs are very useful because people can learn about daily life in other countries, make new friends, and learn how to talk and interact with people from other cultures. In British schools, most pupils learn French or German as a foreign language. In some schools, pupils can also learn Italian, Spanish, Russian, or Latin. However, not many pupils study Latin anymore. All pupils must study a foreign language until they are 16. During their studies, schools often organize trips to France, Germany, or other countries. Pupils travel in a group with their teachers and stay in a hotel, or they go camping. Some schools have exchange programs with schools in other countries. A group of pupils from a British school go to a foreign exchange town, and pupils stay with exchange host families. They sometimes go to school with their host brother or sister. Later in the year, the pupils from France or Germany come to Britain and stay with their British friends. Exchange programs are very useful because people can learn about daily life in other countries, make new friends, and learn how to talk and interact with people from other cultures.
Text 5.
In the late 1970s, a legendary American scientist and TV presenter, Carl Sagan, had the idea of developing a project with the American Agency of Space Programs. The project involved sending a disk with a lot of information regarding the Earth and its inhabitants into space. A so-called golden record was created, and a large amount of information was recorded on it. Aside from mathematical formulas, as well as photos of humans, animals, and natural phenomena, the disc also carried 27 musical recordings. It took the organizers a lot of time to decide which songs to send to space. Finally, it was decided that it would contain one of the most famous Georgian folk songs, Chakrulo, amongst others. It is said that Georgians tried their best to get it included on the golden record. But in reality, it was legendary American folklorist Alan Lomax who recommended it. He decided that the Georgian folk song, Chakrulo, deserved a trip to space more than the popular Russian song, Moscow Nights. In the late 1970s, a legendary American scientist and TV presenter, Carl Sagan, had the idea of developing a project with the American Agency of Space Programs. The project involved sending a disk with a lot of information regarding the Earth and its inhabitants into space. A so-called golden record was created, and a large amount of information was recorded on it. Aside from mathematical formulas, as well as photos of humans, animals, and natural phenomena, the disc also carried 27 musical recordings. It took the organizers a lot of time to decide which songs to send to space. Finally, it was decided that it would contain one of the most famous Georgian folk songs, Chakrulo, amongst others. It is said that Georgians tried their best to get it included on the golden record. But in reality, it was legendary American folklorist Alan Lomax who recommended it. He decided that the Georgian folk song, Chakrulo, deserved a trip to space more than the popular Russian song, Moscow Nights.
This is the end of the listening section.